Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
A little more today too. It's just happening that way. It's not the new way on the show. Just kind of hit that way again. Bottom of this hour, Brian Driscoll, who covers Notre Dame for Sports Illustrated, will be with us. And I always like having him on, but there was an email I got from North Dakota that kind of sparked me yesterday and made me think, I need to get Brian on. It was a really good question. I'll read it to you here in a second. Also, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. That's every Thursday. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry will be with us. Top of hour two. And a good friend who has not been on the show in probably, what, at least a year, maybe more, Mike Morgan. Mike does play-by-play for ESPN. He does really all the sports, football, basketball, and college baseball, and is very, very good at it. I've known Mike many years and hadn't really talked to him in a while. And the other day I looked down and he's dialing me up. So we visited and I said, I need to get you on the show. He's in a holding pattern like most everybody else, waiting to see what's going to happen, but he's very anxious. He's a baseball lover too now, and that was hard because all the spring, all the SEC games he does at the various university locations, none of it. Well, a little bit in the beginning, but got wiped out after that, so he's raring and anxious to go. So, Mike Morgan. Yeah, I was looking, and this was, I guess, Wednesday. I was checking my email, and here's one I got. It's from Ben in North Dakota. It says, Bill, I was streaming today's show, so I'm a couple of hours behind. But if the various leagues play conference-only games, where does that leave Notre Dame? Or, and this was a Cosby Cattleman reference. Remember this a couple of years ago? Are they really just going to be in the hot tub smoking a cigar and waiting for their automatic bid to the playoffs? Remember a couple of years ago, he was mad Notre Dame got in and they don't play a conference championship game? Because they're not in a conference, even though they get conference goodies from the ACC. They're not in the ACC in football. So they play 12 games, they're 12-0, and they're just sitting there waiting while everybody else is in a conference championship game beating each other up, which I think is hilarious. There's a picture of Ian Book in a hot tub. Was he smoking a cigar? I don't remember. It was so funny, though. Sitting there chilling, body healing, not pounding on the dude next to you in a football game, just sitting there chilling. good question. I'm not sure I've got a good answer for that. I usually have really good answers. I don't know what would happen. I guess you just, I'm for the rule where that you just give them a 12-0 pass. Have them automatically in. That's what I would do. Just to make everybody really mad. That would be funny. Yeah, I'll ask Brian about that. That's not the only reason I'm bringing Brian on at all. Need an update up there, but that is a pretty good question, Ben. I think you might have stumped everybody, including me on that one. News on Wednesday you were waiting on. We were waiting on, and you knew it was coming. Ivy League cancels all fall sports. Did not say that we're playing in the spring either. Just announced we have canceled fall sports. According to Brett McMurphy, it could determine at a later date whether football will be played in spring or not, or just wait till the fall of 21. Again, FBS, meaning the teams that you all pull for, they are not looking at this like it's guidance. That is not what this is. The Ivy League is not setting the precedent for college football. Now, if college football deems it so dangerous we can't go, that might happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But, I mean, if it does, it won't be because the Ivy League's so smart, we decided we just need to follow them. That is not what this is. Totally different business model. Ivy League, they don't have to play sports at all. I was looking, Matt Hayes tweeted, and I don't have it exactly in front of me, but if you took all the endowments and added them up in the Ivy League, it'd be like $140 billion. They're not dependent on football. Football revenue is nothing at those schools, okay? Comparatively speaking, that's not what they're model is. So that news came out, and that news was expected, but again, no point towards the spring, like we're playing in the spring, guys. No, that was not announced. Nothing was announced any further down the road than fall sports has been aced. We'll see what's next. By the way, here locally, the TSSAA, and again, every state, you've got your own rules too, but I'm talking about the high schools. They're going to vote yesterday on the reopen for high school football and how exactly that would work, if they would trim a few games or start 3 weeks late or whatever it might be, and they decided to table it. They didn't vote, which to me, maybe I'm reading this wrong, is good news. It doesn't mean they're going to start on time, but it means they're open-minded to some things. That happened here. We were talking to Rusty, in case you missed it. That was last week. Right now, Georgia's on target to reopen and start everything on time, right? Well, they can't scrimmage, can't go 7-on-7 against other teams. You can't intra-squad, though. See, here you can't even do that yet. In Tennessee, you're not allowed to even do that yet in the volunteer state. Just to get you kind of excited about the season, obviously, fingers crossed there. Pat Smith, good friend. Pat was longtime producer for Feinbaum, until Feinbaum went to ESPN. Pat's a good dude, man. Very good dude. And good at what he does. Pulled up some of the week one lines. We have not pulled these up recently, so let's go back in them. And these are fresh lines, fresh numbers. They're not much different from a month ago, what have you. Alabama Southern Cal. Tied, favored by 14. LSU versus Texas San Antonio. LSU minus 36. At Georgia-Virginia game, Georgia minus 19. Ole Miss and Baylor is a pick 'em. Arkansas-Nevada, Sam Pittman minus 9. Tennessee and Charlotte. Remember the Georgia State opener? I don't think that repeats, no. Tennessee minus 24. Year three under Skolcan. And I think Tennessee's rounding to a solid football team. We'll see what that translates to mean, but I am liking the trajectory so far. Mississippi State minus 28. They play New Mexico. Kentucky minus 23, Eastern Michigan. Clemson favored by 29 over Georgia Tech. South Carolina minus 23, Coastal Carolina. And UAB minus 21, New Mexico State. A few of the lines there. In case you were wondering what they look like. You can pull those up pretty much anywhere. This was the site called at Circa Sports on Twitter. Circa, C-I-R-C-A Sports. Those lines. More news yesterday about schools. This is a big school now. Canceling sports. Well, no. Well, yes, that's the proper, but I cancel, I don't mean like fall sports in the Ivy League. I'm talking about getting rid of sports. Pretty big hit yesterday. We'll get into that, too, when we come back. Brian Driscoll at the bottom of the hour. SI, he works for them, and he has the Notre Dame beat. He's very, very good. He'll be with us. Chris Landry, top of the hour, LandryFootball.com. And later, Mike Morgan, play-by-play man for various sports, who's sitting there parked, just waiting for somebody to tell him, go get him. Mike's a good friend. He'll be with us a little bit later. We'll take the break. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still some cars up against a wall here on 40 eastbound at 440 out on the west side. Just some flashing lights here. Be aware of that. Traffic's still looking pretty good right now as far as really bad wrecks causing big time delays out here as they finish up earlier accident there. 40 east near Jefferson Street. It's over to the right hand side. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on today for lunch. BarsMusicCitySoulFood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
This was also on Wednesday, an announcement. Stanford is eliminating 11 varsity sports at the conclusion of 2021. That would include men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and men's, co-ed and women's sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. And what do you think that's going to look like across America if football is announced as a no-go? What do you think? How ugly do you think that's going to get across the fruited plain? Very ugly. Levels of ugly you and I probably can't even imagine. Another story that hit on Wednesday, well after the show. This is from good friend Dave Biddle of Bucknuts. Bucknuts has learned that Ohio State's football program has postponed voluntary workouts for 1 week through July 15th due to multiple players testing positive for COVID-19. Buckeyes reported back to campus June 8th for voluntary workouts. They were the first program in the nation to announce they intended to do so. As late as last week, Bucknuts was told no Buckeye players had tested positive for the virus, but things obviously have changed since then. Later, there was an update. Ohio State sent out a statement at 7 p.m. Wednesday confirming the report and adding clarity. Ohio State Department of Athletics has paused all voluntary workouts on campus following results of the most recent COVID-19 testing of student athletes. Seven teams' workouts are affected by the pause. Men's and women's basketball, field hockey, football, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. The university is not sharing cumulative COVID-19 information publicly, as it could lead to the identification of specific individuals and compromise their medical privacy. If a student athlete tests positive for COVID-19, he/she will self-isolate for 14 days and receive daily checkups from the Department of Athletics medical staff. Students living alone will isolate in their residence. If they have roommates, they will self-isolate in a designated room on campus. So there you go. Buckeyes say we're going to slow things down for about a week because of that test. Big Josh checking in this morning. Bill, isn't Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Florida playing high school football? Yeah, Tennessee has been, and we were one of the early ones to open up. But when it comes to high school ball, our announcement's been a little bit more stringent than the others. Now again, that's high school ball. That does not speak for the University of Tennessee or Vanderbilt or the Tennessee Titans. No, it has nothing to do with them. Yet, Rusty was telling us that Georgia's pretty much, with some restrictions, ready and on time to get going. You heard on Tuesday Griff with us, and Griff's theory is, and I think it sounds reasonable, they shut everything down in March, basketball tournaments, college baseball, Major League Baseball, NBA, whatever. Got shut down, right? And we still have had that many cases of COVID-19 since then. What is it, 130 now? Or I haven't looked in a week or so, but it's 100 plus thousand. I think around 130-ish. But again, I'm not trying to get the number exact. And Griff's theory is, well, it's happening anyways. How is sports going to accelerate that? Now, again, if you have full pack stands, but that's not the plan right now necessarily, even though the NFL originally said that's what they would do. But nobody said at college football games we're going to have the place packed. Nobody's announced anything yet. But and Harbaugh basically said the same thing. What was it, yesterday? Boy, he got blasted too. I kind of agree with him. I mean, is it playing sports is going to make this worse? We can have people marching through cities. I'm not talking about the ones doing it right, but the anarchists and all the people who jumped into this to just destroy stuff and steal and maim people. That group, they can do that all they want, right? But we can't get together and play some sports. That wouldn't be right. We can destroy property, hundreds of millions of dollars, whatever it might be. Just saying. Do all that and no concerns at all, but let's not get together and play a ball game now. That might burn the planet down. If we do that, that's the logic we're dealing with on the planet Earth right now, y'all. It's not logic I follow either. Brian Driscoll coming up at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. He's always good. He is on the list. You know, we have a very high level of expectation here on the show. When we bring somebody in, you better have a couple of PhDs on the topic. You better be really good. You can't be real knowledgeable but sound bad or not be able to communicate. And there are people like that. Or you can't sound pretty good but not have knowledge. You've got to have all of the skill set, right? You got to be quick and fast. You got to have all the necessary faculties, and Brian is one of them. Knows Notre Dame in and out. Lou Samoji's one of them, too. Sweet Lou. He is on that list as well. Yeah, there was quite a bit of news on Wednesday coming out, and Ohio State won't be the last team to announce. Some other teams have already announced that, too. We're we're stopping the voluntary workouts for a period of time until we can get back on track, so to speak. And others will make the same announcement. I mean, I don't think that's shocking at all. It's following safe protocol. That's what that is. That doesn't mean Ohio State's not playing or... I mean, folks, if the line of thinking is anytime we have an announcement about people getting it, that means we're probably not going to play. What's the point of bringing everybody back then? I'll say that for the millionth time. What's the point? You weren't expecting teams to bring back players and nobody have an announcement, were you? If you were, I don't know what planet, or maybe you don't watch the news, which actually, that part, you're smart. You're not watching the news. I will commend you for that. But we're not going to have voluntary workouts or practice and then have no announcements. It's not happening. Either we learn to live with it or we don't do it. It's amazing how many people out there are pulling for the virus, too. I keep saying that. It's true. Anytime there's a tweet, somebody trying to make some sense of this, it's, oh, my God, look at what you just said. It's the culture out there is so messed up, man. So messed up. But it's where we're at. Bottom of the hour break right here. And we're going to send it to South Bend, Indiana. Matter of fact, Brian's wife tested positive, and they had to quarantine. And everybody's fine. No, everybody's doing well. I'll get an update on that. He doesn't mind. He's the one that made it public. But they're doing well. And we'll talk some Notre Dame, some college football in general, too, when we come back. Bottom of the hour here, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're moving this wreck over to the side here on 40 eastbound, approaching 440. At one point, it had traffic stopped, so it's a little slow through here on 40 east at 440 out here on the west side. Starting to build right on schedule through Mount Juliet, all the traffic coming out of Wilson County on I-40 westbound. Just give yourself extra time. Slow it down. We've seen some radar out here this morning. For that perfect getaway just outside of Gatlinburg, check out Cosby Creek Cabins. Log on to CosbyCreekCabins.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From site writers to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Up in Indianapolis. Bill, looking forward to Brian Driscoll on the show to talk some Irish. Crazy Charlie just left a message. Brian confirmed to me. Brian's not a no-show guy. He'll pop up here in a second. Looking forward to it, too. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, I wonder how many people have tested false positive. He says Jimmy Johnson just tested positive and then tested negative like 2 days later. Yeah, he's going to be in the next race, right? Now, is the Jimmy Johnson story that it was a false positive? Yeah, I noticed that yesterday, I think, or maybe it was Tuesday. I saw that, but I didn't read up. I didn't read the story, so I don't know exactly what happened. But I noticed where he was, not positive anymore? I don't know any other way to put it with him. Just saying. I see all the old ones. The old tweets, Jimmy Johnson test positive. I don't see anything more here, though. But no, I noticed exactly what you noticed. Yeah, we're waiting on Brian Driscoll, and I've been meaning to get him anyways, but I got an email from Ben in North Dakota. And basically what he was asking was, if leagues go to a conference-only schedule, that's been suggested by some. That has not been decided. If leagues go to a conference-only schedule, then what's Notre Dame do? That's the question. Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Brian, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I got to ask you again before we get going. How's the wife and how are you guys doing?
She's doing great. She's healthy. She's been back to work now for a couple months. She's, she's actually outworking me now, so she's making me step up my game a little bit. So that's always good.
Yeah. No, good to hear. Good to hear. I got an email. That this isn't the purpose of the call. I want to get into the team and all that with you, but I did get an interesting email. Ben and North Dakota emailed me yesterday, said, Bill, if leagues go to conference-only games, what's Notre Dame do?
You know, I think there's two things. Number one is I still believe there's six independent teams. You know, obviously Army, BYU, New Mexico State, teams like that. UConn, sure. I think, is now. So six or seven independent teams, they could schedule those.
Right.
But I still think Jack Swarbrick has a lot of clout with the ACC when it comes to – they've got a very long contract with the ACC that's been very good for the ACC so far, having Notre Dame in there. I think what they would do is they'd work out some kind of schedule where Notre Dame either maintains their ACC schedule or they become an ACC member for a year. And say, hey, look, we're going to be part of this round-robin schedule you're going to have, and, you know, we're going to play you guys. Now, whether or not that would include them being able to play in the championship game if they win their division or if it's just that they have an ACC schedule, and the games count for ACC teams as a league game. I don't know how that would work out. But I think between the ACC, between Navy, and between the rest of the independents, Notre Dame would be able to put together a schedule. It may not be a sexy schedule, but they put one together.
Yeah, it may not include Southern Cal and Wisconsin, right. But it still looks good.
Right, right.
Now, you bring up a good point. There's a lot of power there with Notre Dame and Jack Swarbrick and their relationship with the ACC. They're not going to be left, you know, with six games or five games
right.
or whatever. That ain't
right.
happening. I was going to ask you about the quarterback here at the Elite 11, Tyler Buchner. And I don't know if the videos that I was watching, I didn't get by the way, so I didn't see it live, where his arm slot release looked funky. Was that something he was working on, or is that an issue?
That's something new. And look, for me, I'm not someone who really cares much about throwing motion when it comes to the arm release. I care, is it effective? Are you able to snap the ball off? Is it accurate? Are you able to get power in the ball?
Right.
But when it is a problem and it causes issues and inaccuracy, then it needs to be corrected. And for whatever reason, he has a new quarterback's coach who's no longer his quarterback's coach, by the way, who was working to change that. And it looked weird. It looked uncomfortable. It didn't look natural. The ball wasn't jumping out of his hand. It was arcing a little bit because it was causing his elbow to dip, which was causing his hand to come back further, which was really messing up his release point. And it was the weirdest thing. I've never seen a quarterback that was that good mess with his arm slot that way. And I just think it's the problem for me, Bill, is the market's just oversaturated with quote-unquote quarterback gurus.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't just teach basic quarterback stuff. Otherwise, people are going to pay for you. And, you know, it looks like that may have what happened to Tyler Buchner. But I hope that that's going to get corrected to him because he did not look like the five-star kid that I saw on film at all.
Yeah, I was reading about that. And, again, I didn't want to jump to conclusions because I didn't know if they were working on various arm slot throws, which people mm-hmm. do, we know. But no, but my first inclination was, what has he done with his mechanics?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I had the same thought. When I first heard reports about how his arm slot was weird, I assumed it was, you know, just typical people that don't know how to evaluate quarterback play. You know, because,
right.
you know, everybody like, well, this is how a quarterback should look, and but then I saw the video and I was like, whoa, that's not Tyler Buchner, and that is not good. And that is causing issues with how he throws the ball, and hopefully it gets fixed soon. Because the problem is, Bill, is if he continues this for too long, then that new motion will eventually become what his muscle memory is trained on. And then that's harder to break. So it needs to be something that gets addressed soon if it's going to get worked out of a system and he's going to go back to a more natural motion. The good news is it looked awkward and it looked like he was awkward with it. So it's not something that he's now convinced his body that this is natural again.
What did you think about the Elite 11? And again, it was here. Basically prepackaging the outcome. 75% was already determined, 25% in your two-day workouts. That was a bit strange. That's not the way that has always gone, correct?
Correct. And first of all, I have an issue with the Elite 11 being 20 people. You know, I mean, it's an Elite 11, so let's have 11 people.
Yeah.
But it's like the Big 12 with 10 teams, Big 10 with 14 teams. It's like no wonder kids are struggling academically because we've given them these weird numbers. But, you know, to me, an event should be about the event. Right. I mean, it shouldn't matter what you were as a junior in high school. I mean, it's who was the best guy at this event. That's what it should be about. Who performed the best? It's like, you remember, Bill, you remember this. Remember those quarterback deals they used to have in the NFL before the Pro Bowl? You know, those quarterback competitions. It should be something like that. Like, who was the best guy at this event? And that's what it should be about. And I don't understand why people tend to make things that should be easy, complicated and unnecessary.
How's recruiting going so far for them, class of 21?
Not good. I mean, you know, when we talked a couple times ago, you know, recruiting was rolling. They had the number that they're actually as high as number one according to one of the services. But since Chip Long was fired, Notre Dame has landed two commitments. That's it. and those were from a couple three-star offensive linemen, although the latest three-star offensive lineman is a kid that I really like. But, you know, they've lost Deion Colsey, who was a top 100 wide receiver. They lost Will Shipley, obviously, who they thought they were going to get, and then they went all in on Will Shipley, and when they lost him, it kind of running back recruiting just hasn't – just there was no one else to turn to at that point, so they're scrambling there. Defensive recruiting has been okay, but it's been a little weird, you know, and they're just in a situation where if there's four or five guys, if they don't hit, if they don't bat 1,000 with those four or five guys, not only is this class not going to be top five like Brian Kelly said it was going to be, or they should be, it may not be top 15. And look, they're going to say, well, look, you know, we can't get kids on campus, and getting kids on campus is so much about what Notre Dame is about. And that's what the spin is, but to me, that's an excuse, because you're 33-6 the last 3 years. You're a team that's been in the playoffs 2 years ago. You're a team that's won 10 games each of the last 3 years. You've got tradition. You've got guys on the NFL, all these different things. If you can't sell your program because kids can't be on campus, then you're not doing this whole recruiting thing right. And that's been a frustration, because it's not stopping Ohio State. It's not stopping Georgia. You know, and they're not just getting local kids either. You know, Ohio State's got a five-star running back from Virginia who's never visited. You know, they got a commitment from top 100 cornerback from Arizona who's never visited. So other top programs are still recruiting well. You know, Notre Dame's not, which tells me it's a bigger problem than just they can't get kids on campus.
Is it Brian Kelly, or what's the reason?
Brian Kelly's never been a good recruiter, Bill. I mean, look, they've never recruited well because of Brian Kelly. And you know, the reality is not that long ago, Notre Dame was 4-8, and you and I were talking about whether or not Brian Kelly should stay. And what he did at the time was he made some strong hires. He hired Clark Lee. He hired Mike Elko. He hired Chip Long. He hired Matt Bayless to run the strength program. And Mike Elko was an absolute dog on the recruiting trail. Chip Long was an absolute dog on the recruiting trail. And those guys helped turn things around. Well, Mike Elko's gone. Now Chip Long is gone. And the guys they replaced them with, Harry Heastand's now gone. You know, he was a great offensive line recruiter. Those guys are now gone, and they have not replaced them with strong recruiters. The only strong recruiter they've added in the last couple of years is Mike Mickens, who, by the way, just shows, you know, he's got two commitments from kids who couldn't visit during the pandemic, and they're good football players because he's putting in the work. So I just don't think they're a strong recruiting staff. And the reality is Tommy Rees at 27 years old, first-time coordinator, is just not a guy that's going to have the clout to be able to go toe-to-toe with these other top programs. And I think that they should have hired Joe Moorhead. I've said this at the time. I've said this since. And since Joe Moorhead got hired at Oregon, they've got commitments from 8 four-star offensive players. Notre Dame has gotten 2 three-stars. You know, so chew on that for a little bit.
Brian Driscoll with us. Sports Illustrated covers Notre Dame. Just looking at the team, the O-line ought to be a strength, correct, with everybody back?
Absolutely. It should be one of the best offensive lines in the country.
Tackle to tackle, lots of size, lots of experience. Who's the best prospect in that group?
Looking at the NFL, to me, the best prospect is Liam Eikenberg. You know, I think he's got that combination of size. He's big, he's a good athlete, and he's got a strong all-around game. You know, Tommy Kramer should be more of a good run blocker. Robert Haynes, a really good pass blocker. Never going to be the dominant run blocker that a guy like Eichenberg can be. He just has to put it all together and be consistent with it. You know, last year he was a good run blocker, great pass blocker. He hasn't given up a sack since the Stanford game in 2018, which is a stretch of 20 games and a stretch of well over 700 pass snaps. So, you know, he's just that guy that is a really steady player, but if he wants to be a first-round pick now in 2020, he needs to be more consistently dominant. That's kind of that next step for him. And he's going into his third year as a starter, which for Notre Dame in the last decade has been kind of that money year for offensive linemen where they make that big leap and become elite players.
Brian, always good to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. You guys take care.
There you go, Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, Notre Dame. And how about that? Very frank and to the point. Notre Dame recruiting last couple of months, not where it needs to be. Just flat out captain of Realville there, right? Flat out just saying it. Interesting. Anyways, here's what we'll do. Let's get the break. We're coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still in pretty good shape for the most part as far as really bad interstate accidents. Now we're watching traffic volume build pretty good here coming through Hermitage, Donaldson on I-40 coming past the airport. Traffic's on the increase now downtown as they move a minor wreck. 40 westbound, not too far from Broadway and Mumbrium, and cars pulled over to the side here on 40 east near Stewart's Ferry Pike. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic's coming westbound. Hey, for that perfect getaway just outside of Gatlinburg, check out Cosby Creek Cabins. Log on to CosbyCreekCabins.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
5-1 Kyle Busch on the pole for Sunday's Quaker State 400 of the Kentucky Speedway. Outside of row one, Joey Logano. Busch is 5-1, Logano 10-1. Jimmy Johnson cleared after testing negative for COVID-19. 19 three times. He'll race this weekend at 20-1. Justin Thomas, a 10-1 favorite of the Workday Charity Open at the Muirfield Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio today. Patrick Cantlay and John Rahm are 12-1 second choices. Indiana's Malcolm Brogdon cleared to play from COVID-19, averaging better than 16 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists a game for the Pacers, who are 100-1 to win the NBA title. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville. Sports Radio.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427 and visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. 50% chance of storms, high 89. Partly cloudy tonight, low 74. 70% chance of storms tomorrow, high 88. And a 30% chance of storms tomorrow night, low 72. Utilize the...
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Top of the hour, Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com, and all he's doing, he's adding to his podcast array. It's growing, and we'll get him to tell you all about it. Top of the hour, a little later, hour number 3, Mike Morgan, who lives down in Atlanta. He does football, basketball, and baseball for ESPN. I've known him many years. He's going to come on and hang out with us a little bit. He's in a holding pattern. He's just sitting there waiting for the call. He's a really big baseball guy, too. So I know no college baseball, well, after they shut everything down, had to hurt because he's all into it. Now, I've adopted college baseball in the last 5 years or so. I really like it. And it's, you know, ESPN catches their share of criticism, and rightfully so, but one of the reasons that I have grown to enjoy college baseball would be the TV coverage, which is very good. Coach Marshall says, Bill, will Vandy leave the SEC? Now, Vanderbilt sent out a presser yesterday about shutting down their communications department or folding it into Kirkland Hall or whatever the heck they're doing. And it was typical Vanderbilt speak. It was designed to just, you know, be very vanilla, no specifics, and basically not very encouraging. What was not said would be what wasn't so encouraging. I'll tell you again, folks. Vanderbilt. That doesn't mean some people in the athletic department. I know they're trying hard. But overall, the umbrella, which is Vanderbilt, don't give a rip about anything but their arrogance. They don't. They look in the mirror every morning when they get up and they say, could anybody be smarter than me? Is it possible? And the answer is, according to them, no. They're idiots. They have been and they always will be. And if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you can continue to take your head and smash it against the wall, or you can come to the reality they don't give a rip about you. At some point, you should get out of this poisonous relationship with Vanderbilt. They don't give a rip. Would they leave? No, I wouldn't think. I mean, it's at least until now, the most recent check was probably, what, $45 million? It's going to go up. At least it's supposed to go up. We'll see. The CBS deal is going to be renewed for way, way more millions. That number is going to go up into the 50s, maybe 60s. That's a nice check if you're Vanderbilt, even if you don't give a rip. Now, could there come a time where Vanderbilt just says, we give up? We're just not. This model is not what we want to be about. I could see them being that dumb. I wouldn't predict it, no. But I could. And there are a lot of good people that still fans out there like Coach Marshall, like Clay, like Armageddon, like Murray Harris, that still try their best to support him, and Vanderbilt gives them nothing back other than horrible headlines. Nothing back. If I had a kid who was good enough to go to Vanderbilt and play sports, which I don't, I would, unless it was baseball, I would talk to them seriously about that decision. Now, if it was baseball, oh, absolutely. You get to go play for Corbs over there, absolutely. That's the exception to everything I just mentioned. Corbs is incredible. You can't do better than Tim Corbin. I don't care who you have as your coach. He's at least as good, if not better, than your coach. But anything other than that, no. And the degree, the piece of paper is overrated anyways. All right? That gets you a better ticket into the job placement world. It won't do anything for you after that. It's on you after that. That piece of paper gets you in a door probably better than other places in some cases. It won't do anything for you after that. So it's overrated. At $70K a year, it's vastly overrated. Okay? So the degree thing wouldn't bother me at all. If I had a kid good enough, except for baseball, unless they just had to go there, I would talk to them seriously about not going. It's not where you want to be. Not at all. Chris Landry coming up. Looking forward to that. Chris joins us every Thursday right here, and we got a bunch of things to kick around with him. Bunches of things. Also, a little bit later, Mike Morgan will check in tomorrow. It's already Friday tomorrow. Brad will be with us hour number three, bradpowersports.com. Handicapping, Las Vegas, all that kind of stuff. Plenty to kick around with him, too. We just went over some of the spreads earlier for week one that we haven't really looked at in about 6 weeks. Pat Smith tweeted it out yesterday later, and I decided to grab it and go back over. Yeah, Bama's still about a 2-touchdown fave over the Trojans of Cali. Hour two coming up. Omni.